This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that the federal government has been shut down for a week now, and New York's Chuck Schumer seems in no hurry to negotiate with the president. Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi released a joint statement this week reading, quote, "Instead of bringing certainty into people's lives, he's continuing the Trump shutdown just to please right-wing radio and TV hosts. The president wanted the shutdown, but he seems not to know how to get himself out of it," unquote. Trump had a deal with congressional Republicans and Democrats to fund the government through February, but backed out to demand $5 billion for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. In a December 11th appearance with Schumer and Pelosi, the president said he would be, quote, proud, unquote, to shut the government down and wouldn't blame Democrats. Schumer has said he would vote for funding a, quote, virtual wall, unquote, of radio-controlled drones, motion detectors, and electronic sensors. But Trump dismissed high-tech methods along the border as, quote, bells and whistles, unquote, saying, quote, "You have to have a wall. You have to have protection," unquote. While most of the federal government is shut down, New York's district and circuit courts can be funded for 3 weeks by court fees and long-term appropriations, but will have to close after January 11th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. David Lombardo reports for Capital Confidential that legislators are reintroducing double jeopardy legislation this year. With Democrats controlling both houses and the governor's office, it has a better chance of passing in 2019. The legislation is designed to close a loophole and allow for prosecution of crimes in New York, even if President Donald Trump were to pardon targets of investigation. While the bill stalled this year, it is now co-sponsored by Senate Codes Committee Chair Jamal Bailey, and Governor Andrew Cuomo recently called on the legislature to pass the bill after the conviction of Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and a guilty plea from Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the Durham Comprehensive Plan Committee now has five focus groups listening to ideas from residents to make a survey. The group will focus on youth and young adults, business, agriculture and tourism, community character and services, seniors, and part-time and new full-time residents. The new groups meet 9 a.m. January 26th at Durham Town Hall. Quote, "What we're trying to do is continue to get thoughts and interests of the people, the residents of the community, in order to drive the process of evolving a community survey that will be sent out to all residents," unquote, Comprehensive Plan Committee Chairman Chuck Brooks said during a town board meeting December 18th. The Durham Comprehensive Plan Committee then plans to survey residents in February or March with postcards. Quote, "This is a process where we're trying to identify community interest and the needs of the residents with some ideas to help resolve those problems," unquote, Brooks said. It's, quote, "It's not a plan that will drive a budget. It's not a plan that will try to spend money. It's going to be a recommendation," unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced December 27th $35 million to help protect 13,000 acres of farmland at 40 farms in 19 counties statewide, including two local projects with the Columbia Land Conservancy. The State Farmland Protection Implementation Grant Program helps local governments' soil and water conservation districts and land trusts offset the costs of conservation easements. The Columbia Land Conservancy gets $507,221 to permanently protect a 205-acre organic beef operation owned by the Grimaldi farm family. The Columbia Land Conservancy also gets $478,551 for 117 acres owned by the Saulpaw, Myers, and Kukan families. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC News. You go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here.